بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Continuing with this kitab, Islamic Social Etiquettes. Yesterday we began the chapter on the etiquettes of the masjid. To recap yesterday what we had read, what we went over, is that in regards to performing salah in the masjid, that a person should not perform salah in such a place or such a manner that will become an obstruction to other musallis, that he prevents them from passing or from leaving the masjid. For example, if there's enough place in the masjid, then read salah in such a place where we don't block anybody. Together with that, we also had mentioned we remove our shoes, put it on the racks of the masjid so that we not obstruct anybody that wants to enter into the masjid. Then we also discussed that if the masjid is a large masjid, what you call a masjid kabir, so a large masjid will mean that a masjid is 335 square meters. If the masjid is that big, then it will be permissible for a person to pass in front of a musalli, a person who is performing salah. We explained if the person is making sajda in front of him, then one saf, one row in front. Where he makes sajda, the one row in the front of him, the person in the front where he will make sajda, you can pass at that spot. If the masjid is big, 335 square meters. Today's points, maintain silence in the masjid as well as in the wuzu khana, in the wuzu area, and sit down respectfully. Do not engage in worldly conversation before sitting down. Perform two rakats tahiyyatul masjid. If the time is correct, recite the third kalima four times if it is makruh time. But this is very important. We find nowadays in the masjid, in the riwayat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, more or less is mentioned that the time will come where people will gather together in the house of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and they will form circles and halaqat to discuss worldly matters. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam warned that do not join them in those discussions. Rather, we engage ourselves in the zikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And here silence in the masjid, we find after the nikah also. When you want to greet the person, the amount of noise that begins in the masjid, this is unbecoming. This is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been built for the dhikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, for salah, for dhikr, Quran tilawat. And ulama explained that there are two places in a person's life that if he cannot find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in one of those two places, then he will never find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You say one is the house of Allah. The masjid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a place where you find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second place is the qabrastan, the cemetery. That is the place now where you find Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So they explain when a person comes into the masjid, he should come in such a way to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with great amount of respect. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioned, as Aisha radiallahu anha says, that when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to be in the home, then he used to be speaking to us very friendly. When the azan used to go, then the face of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to change in a manner that he didn't even recognize us also. Now it's time to stand before Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is mentioned that when the azan used to go, his face used to turn pale. Then now you have to stand before the Lord of the worlds. So ulama explain, when you come into the masjid, the way we should sit, with such amount of respect and love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we would show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, I'm here to sit in front of you. Ya Allah, at least throw one gaze of your rahmat upon me. Throw one gaze of your rahmat and muhabbat and love upon me. In such a way I must sit, as if I'm waiting for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give me that attention. You know, when you go for a meeting, for example, the amount of attention you put behind this is meeting with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So therefore, when you come to the masjid, engage in those a'mal that will be pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One very, very important point over here also. Once we do all the a'mal, we come in the masjid, we do the a'mal. But we should do the a'mal with the Qur'an, dhikr, and our salah in such a way that it is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is to do the amal as I want to do it. But to do the amal in such a way that the amal pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala becomes happy with me, Allah ta'ala opens his treasures for me. Together with this, when it comes to the qabrastan also, when we give for salatul janaza, they also to go in such a manner. Not in a way that a person now, he begins to sit down, he's talking, answering his phone, doing some business deals. In such a way, now he goes to the qabristan as if that, Ya Allah, I'm looking for your rahmat and mercy over here, but this will be my final abode. Then, He mentioned the point that before sitting down, perform two rakas tahiyyatul masjid, that a person comes in. Tahiyyatul masjid refers to that salah which is the greeting of the masjid. So it is appropriate, the time is correct, is that zawal time or sunrise or sunset, then a person should take out his time besides his sunnat to read the surah ka nafil namaz tahiyyatul masjid, if the time is correct, or if the time is not in, or the time is there just before the first salah, they recite the third kalima four times. They recite the third kalima four times if the time is makruh time. Third kalima, subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. And the person can add on to that, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim. Recite this four times. Note, if visiting the same masjid several times in one day, performance of tahiyyatul masjid once will suffice. So you don't have to read it all the time. Do not recite anything loudly in the masjid. This disturbs other musallis. This also now, when it comes to Quran, tilawat, or dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the masjid, it should be done softly. Also making dua should be done softly in the masjid because the other musallis. So a person out of namaz, you're reading Quran, tilawat, somebody is reading salah, then my Quran should not be so loudly, I disturb him. Together with this, if a person reading namaz also, it happens sometimes I have a habit in my namaz, that my surah Fatiha, although it's a silent or soft namaz, my sunnat or nafil, but I read so loudly, it disturbs other musallis. When I'm going to the ruku or sujood, and even my takbir, Allahu Akbar, I say so loudly, it disturbs other musallis. Oh my attahiyyat, I'm reading. Oh subhana rabbi al-azim, subhana rabbi al-a'la, I'm singing so loudly, the person next to me is getting confused. That will render my salah makruh, because I'm disturbing his salah. Do not become involved in any worldly activities, example, buying, selling, worldly meetings in the masjid. And now because of the cell phone, it's so easy to do a deal in the first saf also, in the first row. Then I receive a message, that's why we say when you come into the house of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, put the cell phone off. Oh, put it onto completely silent, no vibration. Oh, I feel that urge now, I have to see what the message is about. And then what will happen? I will find somebody now who has sent me a message that he prepared to buy something which I advertise in the cell phone. Now in the masjid I'm doing a deal with a person. Oh, there's no barakat in this. Number 8, do not enter the masjid without wudu. As far as possible, make wudu at home. This also making wudu in the masjid, they say in the time of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, there were no facilities in the masjid to make wudu. This began in the time of Imam Malik rahmatullah alayh. Imam Malik rahmatullah alayh was born in 93 Hijri. In his time now, because there were many travelers that were coming to Madinah al-Munawwara, so there were facilities for the travelers to make wudu. But this has become a norm. So here ulama explained also that if we are forced to make wudu in the masjid, they at least contribute something to the masjid. Put something in the lilla box that I'm using the water, and the water is warm, the geyser is being used also, and then when it comes to the carpets, wear and tear of the carpets, there was one person in Azadil that after every salah he would give, whether it be the worker of the masjid or give the muazzin, they would give him a certain amount of money. That time was 20 rand. He would give the muazzin 20 rand. He said, 10 rand for you, for reminding me that it is time for salah, you give the adhan, and 10 rand to the masjid for wear and tear, for the usage of the water. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. May Allah.